Welcome to the 445th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Reason Rivers, author of the debut novel, Payment. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Reason Rivers, author of the debut novel, Payment. Reese, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for having me.
Sure. If someone hasn't heard yet about your book, Payment, how would you describe the novel?
It's a back-to-basics gothic horror set in 19th century Northern England. And it's very back-to-basics, haunted houses, creepy goings-on, that kind of thing. I just wanted to get back to the horror genre it used to be, and not stay away from what it's become, but remind ourselves as to where everything that's come from that actually did come from.
And so what was the original idea or impetus that led you to write Payment?
Actually, it started off as a competition entry. I was on an amateur author's website, and they put a posting out for a competition to write a short story in horror theme. So that's where this novel was conceived. It was only a 7,000 word short story, but decided just to grow it, just to evolve it, to see what happened.
You mentioned earlier that it's more gothic style versus many horror novels and movies that rely on shock and gore. What attracted you to that quieter style of horror in your novel?
I think it's a lot easier to put to words. I think with a lot of what modern horror has become, it relies on instant visual perception, kind of thing. When you put things into writing, you've got to describe each and everything using a number of words. So you've got to put a more subtler style to it in order to get that build up.
Are there writers and authors that inspire you on your own writing journey?
For this one in particular, I was inspired by the authoress of The Woman in Black, Susan Hill. That was a very, very subtly written and increased its intensity. So she was definitely an inspiration in writing this one. But along the way, I've been inspired by many, many writers. Stephen King is a good one to read, J.R.R. Tolkien, and Terry Pratchett, actually.
And so do you remember the first fiction that you ever wrote?
The first fiction that I wrote? Oh, blimey. Probably be a school project. I got into writing. I had my first kind of story ambition, should I say, I think, where when I was about 11, and I started writing a fantasy, taking elements from everything that has already been done before. But yeah, probably school projects.
Well, you mentioned earlier that this originally started for this writing contest as a short story. What was your journey to then getting the novel published?
I didn't win the competition in the end. I can't even remember if I came second or third, but I thought I've been limited to 7,000 words, and I thought there's still so much more of this. So there's so many unexplored elements to this, which I wouldn't want to leave unexplored. So I thought if I've got an idea, if I've got half a project here already, let's make it a proper story. Let's explore all the different elements to it, and yeah, let's turn this.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Short story into a full-length novel. So upon completion of that, I researched self-publishing guides and found myself a fantastic cover artist and got it online.
And so are you working on another novel now?
I've actually got two projects on the go on the side. I know it's not always ideal to have more than one going, but the first one is a medieval style adventure imbibed with history and a subtle humour, that sort of thing. And the other one is a delving into 1700s legal proceedings.
Well, given your experience of writing and then publishing your novel Payment, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
Just write your story. There are so many barriers that people put up for themselves, or that they fight, they have one small setback and so they give up. Just write your story. It's not going to get written for you. You've just got to write it yourself.
And so what fiction or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed and that you would recommend?
Probably a book called Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock, which is a nonfiction. I don't actually read a lot of nonfiction, but he is a British historian who basically theorizes that human civilization is a lot older than the what historical records currently officially believe it is. His works are very much slandered by mainstream archaeology and mainstream, I guess it could be the right word, historians, but he has a lot of compelling, there's more and more evidence being uncovered that suggests that he might not be entirely wrong.
So do you think that those theories might show up in a future novel?
Potentially. He's written quite a lot of fiction himself regarding his research. I wouldn't want to not necessarily take away from that, but I wouldn't want to jump on someone else's life's work.
Sure. Where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel Payment?
I'm very basic when it comes to social media. Mm-hmm. I've got my own Facebook page, which is simply Rhys N. Rivers Writing. And I'm on Instagram as well, which again is the same, just Rhys N. Rivers Writing.
Great. And what has been the self-publishing process for you with Amazon? How did that work for you? And is there anything that you would do differently with your second book?
For Amazon, I basically subscribe to a self-publishing online company called PublishDrive. You upload your novel and then they do all the distribution for you. And for me, it's dead easy. I don't have to think about the uploading and keeping it maintained, that kind of thing. That's all done by PublishDrive. Would I do anything differently? I think, mate, probably not for my second one, to be honest. If the ball gets rolling quite a bit quicker and my work's become a lot more, I don't say a lot more successful, but certainly move on a lot faster, then I might seek to take more control of the distribution. But for what I've got, PublishDrive works just fine.
That's great. And how did you discover them?
A simple Google search for online publishing.
Gotcha.
And just learning how to do it.
Sure. Again, we've been speaking with Rhys N. Rivers, author of the debut novel Payment. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Rhys, thanks for doing this interview.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. It's been fun.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.